The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, recently on the programme, we heard from our regular gardening contributor, Mary Staunton, about how her parents were targeted by bogus tradesmen. When Mary told us that story, we got a flood of texts in from people who have been the victims of similar scams. So our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been looking into just how prevalent these traditional physical scams are. And Josh is here with me. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Claire.
So are they on the rise?
They actually are, which came as a surprise to me because, look, we're all well aware now at this stage of the tech scams, the phishing emails, the online links, and there are regular warnings about these types of scams. But the old-fashioned knocking on door, cold calling, it's still very much alive. And this type of fraud is actually increasing. Now, there are different methods, shapes and sizes this work will come in. Sometimes they'll knock on the door, they'll say they'll do a job, take payment, and they're never seen again. Others, they'll do a job they say they're going to do, but it's shoddy work. Then others, the price will just go up and up and up. I met with one woman who's been the victim of this, and she ended up handing over a lot of money, Claire. This woman preferred not to be named, but I visited her home. She invited me in to show me exactly what had happened. She's a pensioner, lives with her son who has special needs, and she needed a leak fixed in the flat roof of one of the bedrooms. She starts off by telling me how it all started.
I had very limited funds and I tried to find somebody to help me. I had no money. I went to a money lender and secured some money. It was never resolved. I had to keep calling them back 6, 7, 8 times until eventually they disappeared off to face the earth. At that stage, I had spent €8,000 on the remedial work that needed to be done.
€8,000, but how did you go about finding someone to do the work?
I believe it was through word of mouth, and I looked up some websites and found this gentleman on the websites, and he seemed to have extremely good credentials, and there was no reason for me not to believe that he wasn't going to do the work. He was very difficult to deal with after I engaged him. I found him very hard to call him back. I'm asking to come back to the house. There was real problems, and that I was worried every night that it was lashing rain, the ceiling was leaking, and eventually he disappeared off the face of the earth.
How did it progress? So he came, he said he fixed it, and then
within a week or two after he left, it starts to leak again. He came back and he brought some other chaps out and they did some more work on it, and it was okay for about a month, and then it started to leak again. He seemed to be irritated every time I called him, made excuses or said he'd see me next week or the week after, and he didn't, just disappeared. He probably wiped his telephone number, or any contacts that I had with him was gone. I couldn't reach him. I couldn't get him, even though I could still see his name on this type of website that he had, which now I can't find at all.
It's like he disappeared.
It just left me high and dry. As I said, I'm an old age pensioner. I had limited funds. It was crucial that I had the roof repaired. And the stress of that was just incredible. Sleeping. If it rained, I couldn't sleep in the night time. Finally, my brother helped me out and we got it sorted, just not the way it was, not back to its original state, but look, the leak stopped and I could sleep nights.
That poor woman. And there's so many more victims of these types of scams out there, Josh, as you said. And you also told us there has been an increase in this. So what are the Gardaí seeing?
Yeah, so when I took a look at the Garda provisional crime stats for last year, you can see that under fraud offences, there was a 43% increase in bogus tradesman fraud in 2025 compared to 2024. So that just shows you, when you think, I suppose, look, in such a digital age with pictures of our faces up online, more CCTV, the camera doorbells, you would imagine that people would be deterred from doing scams in person, but it's actually on the rise. To hear what the advice is from the Gardaí, I called to Bray Garda Station, where I met with Sergeant John Fitzpatrick, who's the Crime Prevention Officer for County Wicklow. Sergeant Fitzpatrick says weather events can be used as opportunities.
We call them kind of bogus trader or cold caller scams, and they're very, very prevalent. And I do know, certainly from the Garda stats, that we have seen an increase in them, Josh. Unfortunately, the bad weather events we've had, and we've had a lot of bad weather events, unfortunately, they give an opportunity for unscrupulous people, criminals, to call to people and say, look, do you realise you've got damage to your house, damage to your roof, whatever, whether it's damage or not, and give them an opportunity to carry out work on your house, whether you want to or not. So it's still very prevalent and still happening across the country all the time.
And what would be the typical pretenses they would use? Like, you say tradesmen, but like, are there certain types of trades that might flag?
Yeah, no, look, you have to say a lot of these bogus tradesmen are clever, and certainly they've adapted as time goes on. So it wouldn't be unusual. They might leave leaflets around the estate, and the leaflets look well, they're professionally made. But also they'll say, oh, look, I've done work for your neighbour. Okay, so that's a key one. I've done work for your neighbour. Or do you know we're in the area doing work?
How lucrative can these crimes, scams be?
Yeah, they can be very, very lucrative. And when I say that, Josh, I'm talking about tens of thousands of euro, okay? And certainly in thousands of euro being handed over to people. And unfortunately, we do see circumstances where people might not have the money at the time, and then they call back at another day to say, well, don't worry, we'll call back and get the money. And if you don't have it, then if there has been cases where they do bring people, vulnerable people, to an ATM and withdraw large sums of money. If you feel that you're in a situation where you're being persuaded to get work done that you don't really want done, or that the price is escalating, do call your local Gardaí, and at least they can come and offer you support, you know, and deal with it further if there's any criminal threshold being reached there.
And that's Crime Prevention Officer for Wicklow, Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. So Josh, it's really quite clear that these scammers had their preferred target, and that is older people, possibly older people living alone. So did you speak to anyone who responds or assists those who have been victims?
I did. So Alone provides a range of services for older people. They have over 9,000 volunteers across the country, and they deal with many different issues. The number one being physical and mental health needs, then loneliness and finance and housing. And Alone told me about the knock-on effects of when someone is scammed in this way. So it's not just the financial impact there, but the trust and the interactions people will have then with strangers once they have been targeted. I met with the CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, who told me the different tactics they've come across.
So for us, what we come across is older people where uninitiated, unasked for, people knock on the door and either say they've spotted work that needs to be done, or they could help out to get something done, and they create some urgency around that and try and build trust to actually defraud people of the money.
So it's the urgency kind of factor, saying it needs to be done right away.
I think that's always what it is. I'm here today. I could do this for you today. I can see your yards this way, or I can see gutters are loose, or I can see grout, or I can see slates on your roof or thing. This is really important. We need to do this today. I'm only in the area today. So it's all about creating that energy, and I can do it for the right price, and ultimately making pressurised people. It must be done now, and I'm here now to help you.
And on the price, how impactful can these scams be? Like, what kind of money will we be talking?
It's not always about the amount of money sometimes. It's about the impact of it. If any of us have ever lost money or paid for something online or felt duped, we're slightly embarrassed. We sort of feel that impact as much as the money.
Many of the people you assist and help, they've grown up in communities where there's a lot of trust, leaving the key in the door open. So when it does happen, it can change behaviour, can change habits?
I think so. Look, the vast majority of the community are trustworthy. The vast amount of older people are hugely independent and capable. But, you know, we all go through times in our lives, maybe because of poor health, because of bereavement, because of financial issues, that we may be a little bit more vulnerable than we normally are. And that happens to older people too. And if somebody takes advantage of that, you know, it has a disproportionate effect on that individual, but also how we see society, how we see our neighbours, how we see our friends, and how the community operates.
That's Sean Moynihan there from Alone. So what's the advice, Josh, for people?
Well, Sergeant John Fitzpatrick, we heard from there, he's really trying to get the message out that if someone knocks on your door, you're not expecting to answer. You don't have to answer it. If you do answer it, you can say you don't do business at the door. If you could say you have a regular worker who does these type of jobs, thanks but no thanks, and move on. Gardaí have asked people, if they do suspect bogus tradespeople are operating in the area, if they can take down as much information about them as possible, but also look to never put yourself at risk. So details about the person who they spotted, the vehicle, the reg, the make and model. To find out the lasting impact, though, of this type of activity from someone who has been the victim of shoddy work themselves, I asked the woman who we heard from at the start how it's affected her trust.
Recently, I came into a little bit of money, not a huge amount. I have quite a lot of things that need to be repaired in the house. But it made me, for the first time, nervous, really, really nervous that I actually had money. And I was afraid to engage anyone because I could not trust the people that I was talking to or that they would run away with my money. I wanted to safeguard the future in this house for myself and my son with special needs. But I really and truly was petrified. I had people in to quote me for various things in the house, and they've told me anywhere from 50 to 60,000 euros. And, you know, I just can't afford that. But it was just off the cuff, with no really assessment of the house. There's people that come in here that are complete cowboys and think there's a woman on her own, an old age pensioner. She really doesn't know what she's talking about. And they'll quote me anything without even a breakdown.
What would you say to anyone who is involved in these type of scams or even just carrying out shoddy work, looking for a quick buck?
First of all, your moral compass. How can you treat elderly people, or anyone for that matter, and particularly people that are vulnerable and go to bed at night and sleep? How can you go home to your wives and children, go on your Spanish holidays, particularly because I have lost so much money that I could not afford to lose? And so now, with whatever little bits of money I've got, I'm petrified, really, really, truly petrified of engaging anyone for work, because I don't know whether I can trust them.
Did you go to the guards after this? Were you able to seek assistance or help anywhere, or try recoup the money somehow?
No, I didn't go to the guards. I suppose I felt so deflated. To be honest with you, I ended up in a really, really bad place with real depression. I couldn't lift myself out of it. I just couldn't, and just hoped and kept my fingers crossed that nothing else would happen. I felt naive. I felt stupid. I felt, why didn't I do my homework better?
What would you say to someone who might be in a similar situation to you and they need to get work done? They have a leak in the roof. They have broken slates. They need work done around the house that they can't do themselves. What advice would you give to them?
It's very hard to know who to talk to. Who do you look for help? The only people that really helped me were alone. I felt so worn out. It is still such a hard time, because there's a lot of remedial work that needs to be done in this house to secure it into the future. I don't have a huge amount of years left. I'd like to feel that I can live the rest of my life out and go to bed, close my eyes and not be worried that something's going to break down.
And thanks to that woman for speaking to Josh Crosby about that dreadful experience. And if you think you have been the victim of these type of scams, please don't hesitate to contact your local Garda station. That is what they are there for, and they're so willing to help.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.